Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Everybody is aware of his name. He is mentioned in the ahadith, in the various ahadith. Just as it is in a hadith, it has been explained that Imam Mahdi, his coming, will happen at that time when there will be a lot of fasad and disorder and disharmony in the dunya. There will be corruption and fitna. And nobody will know what is the straight path, what is the wrong path, what is the right path, who is on the right path, who is a liar, who is false. There will be a weird scenario in the world at that time. And the deen will have become a joke. The understanding of the deen, everybody will have the understanding according to his own desire. Everyone will think, I know the deen better than others. There will be a lot of differences amongst the people, a lot of arguments, quarrels. There will be people with their own masjids. There will be everyone's own commentary, tafsirs, different bayans. So at that time, Mahdi alayhi salam will arrive. In some hadith it comes, it's stated that he will stay in this dunya. We can understand that the Khulafa'ur Rashida, we can imagine that that good time will have returned. There will be peace, there will be contentment, there will be justice, and issues will end. It will be Islam beyond Islam, alhamdulillah. The ideal Islam, alhamdulillah, the real Islam. Mahdi alayhi salam will come with the deen. Today, we are sat here, we talk about this a little bit and think a little bit. Some result should come out of this discussion, isn't it? Because this will be discussion for islah, rectification. This is an islahi majlis. And may Allah Ta'ala allow us to speak beneficial things. Let's make niyyah for amal, brothers, all of us. We will make niyyah intention for practice, because don't sit without the intention to practice. This is not about stories and tales and jackanory. Better if for you is to go. If you don't have the intention, whenever you go and sit down, make a niyyah intention. Allah, inshallah, when I hear, I will practice upon what I hear. Do you all make this intention? Good. There will be barakah, blessings, when you make this intention. Remember this point. I'll get a lot of benefit. If your niyyah is correct, then I will get different thoughts and good thoughts that I can share with you. Because the fairs is coming to you. The intention you come with, Allah Ta'ala will create that discussion through your niyyah. If you come thirsty, then Allah will dig the wells for them and fountains for them and bring the clouds for them and bring the rains for them and give floods for them and give rivers for them and give oceans for them, for the thirsty people. But if we don't have thirst, we say we have no need, then Allah Ta'ala says, oh, give them a drought, finish them, finish them. Allah says, they're not even thirsty, they have no desire, no need, no passion. What's the point? So if you're thirsty, you're in need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, will enable those discussions to take place that we are in need of, and due to you, alhamdulillah, Allah will succeed as well. So make me again, do you make the right intention for sitting here, that you'll practice on what we discuss? Okay. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come to this world, will pass with peace and tranquility, Islam beyond Islam. Now, let's think for a little moment, what Islam will he bring? What Islam will he bring? Yeah, the subhanAllah, masjid, we've got masjids, we've got Quran, people sat in the corner reading Quran, and he doesn't care about us, we don't care about him, that he sat there enjoying himself. Look, what a big masjid. Something upstairs, on the side, something else. Okay, let's not read here. Let's go 2 feet forward. There's another masjid. No, no, not here. Let's go to another masjid. Let's go here. Is there any shortage of masjids, brothers? So what masjid, Jamia Masjid, will Mahdi alayhi salam construct when he brings Islam? Yes, tell me, there's Quran, so many Qurans on the shelves, different colors, different prints, here, there, tafsir, everywhere you look. Someone's reading Quran, someone's reciting Quran. So is there need? So what kitab will Mahdi alayhi salam bring that is not present today? Say subhanAllah. So will he bring a new kitab? Mahdi alayhi salam? Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring the sharia of he who was Khatam al-Rasul, who was the final prophet. So there will be No issue there. Yes, and he who comes after us, Isa alayhi salam, he is the prophet. The prophet from before, and he also will follow the same sharia that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to this world. The same sunnahs he will do amal on, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So tell me, no new kitab will come? No new book will come? Fitnas will come, kitabs won't come. Fitnas will come. Disputes, I am a Nabi, I am a prophet, and these things will come like bubbles, but this is the reality. Shaitan will continue to do his work in every generation, every era. So when the masjids are many, the masjids are full, people pray salah, people wear sunnah, you've got sunnah libas, you've got a beard, mashallah, and you're in Zakariya masjid, and people say, look how many people prayed salah here, and there's an announcement, and what a good thing, everyone's practicing, people are reciting Quran. So what's wrong with this? So why, what will Mehdi al-Islam come to do then? Why will he come? What deen is it that he's going to bring? Suddenly everything will change and peace will come and light will come, contentment will come. What Islam will he bring then? Obviously, the Islam that he will bring, don't we not have that Islam today? Say subhanallah. Don't we have that Islam today? Otherwise there's no need for Mehdi al-Islam. Because everything's present, everyone's here. Yes, masjids are filled up, different types of people sat at different faces, different forms, mashallah, there'll be women as well, upstairs, downstairs, everyone's got a different masjid, different systems, different effects, Jummah, people come for Jummah, Ramadan come, people coming, going, look, Hajj, Umrah filled with the people, the Hajjis, the pilgrims, so many people, now it's restarted, and the places, there's no seats and tickets and flights, there's no shortage of Hajjis or Umrah, or people praying Salah. There's no lack of tabligh, there's no lack of zikr. So what deen will he come with that suddenly the change will come? This is a question that arises, isn't it? So today, if we realize that Mehdi alayhi salam will come with the deen, and yes, he will come with the deen, the real deen. So all of us should make the niyyah that from now, from today, let's start practicing that deen that he will bring. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Obviously, what's the point of waiting for that long for Mehdi alayhi salam to come? If we know what's he going to bring, it may not be that today we start, because the Jamaat, maybe will join with him. End of story. Yes, maybe his friend will come, you are in my Jamaat, come and join me. Where are you sat there in Bolton for? So this is the age of technology of phone, he'll give a message, text message, me, you. What are you doing there, Zaid? What are you doing there? Come, I've arrived, you are in my Jamaat. Yes, nothing to laugh about. To keep your bedding ready. We practice, mashallah. We go to Jamaat, people go for this many days, that many days. Everyone's practicing completely. That's the call has to come. That's it. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. At that time, the call will come when the Islam that he will bring, for that Islam, the call will come. But from today, if we practice that Islam, then one thing is apparent and obvious, my friends. We'll have to accept. We'll have to accept. That it won't be the Islam of today that he will bring, say subhanallah. It won't be the Islam of today. We'll have to accept this today. That the deen that we're practicing today, this has no connection or link with Mehdi alayhi salam. Totally not at all. Definitely the Islam that he will come with, that Islam and this Islam today, there's a difference. Why? That the more wretchedness and negativeness that the Muslim is facing today, maybe never has in history, the amount of zalalat and wretchedness, and we are disrespected and dishonored, and we are drowned today, the Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the most dirty thing, the most wasteful thing that Allah ta'ala dislikes in the whole universe, the worst thing that Allah dislikes, do you know what that is? This dunya, in the whole universe, this dunya. Today the Muslim is running after this dunya. Drowned, he cannot stop. From head to toe, he's drowned in this dunya. Immersed fully in the dunya. Whatever form is Sufi sahab, this sahib, that sahib, whatever title, you name him, whoever, face, appearance, is like a Muslim. Any amal of ours, any deed of us, and look, the honesty only comes out from our mouth. Don't take what I'm saying badly. Don't take what I'm saying negatively. There's no need for that. That if I'm sat here, then let me speak as well. So brothers, the reality is this, the truth is this, that any type of person we have today in the world, whether in Kaaba, Medina, Manawara, forget wherever it is, Muqaddas, holy sites you can go to. Even in those places, there's a storm brewing in the dunya, in which the insan is drowned. And Allah Ta'ala dislikes most of all is the thing that the person is drowned into. What is it called? And we say it's Islam that we give. Because our deen is Islam. Who are you? You're a Muslim. Who are you? I'm a Muslim. Astaghfirullah. The titles on our heads, isn't it? Muslims, we are Muslims. Just titles. Otherwise, that action, that thing that Allah Ta'ala dislikes the most. And in many hadith, the meaning that concludes of the hadith, that destruction will come to my qawm, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Destruction at that time will come to my ummah when the dunya will overtake them, overwhelm them. Otherwise, their destruction, no way, they have a fantastic thing. There's nothing greater than iman. Is there anything greater than Quran? Allah's orders, Rasulullah's orders, is there anything more fantastic than that? Tell me. But, everything we've wasted, and what's it that caused us to waste? Dunya, the world, the dunya. Material, peer, fakir, everyone, tazkiya, everything will be wrapped with the dunya behind it. Dunya isn't just money. It's not just money and cash. Dunya is defined as when a person has greed within him. He wants fame, he wants to be popular, he wants money, or he wants respect. Oh, just me, I should be respected. It's me, it's my ego. I should be acclaimed. I should be accepted. I am better than others. I am better. This is all dunya. Desires, khwaishat, filled. He's doing sujood. He's reading Quran. He goes on hajj. He goes on umrah. This is the hal. So, Mahdi alayhi salam, the deen that he will bring, what deen will that be? Will there be salah in that or not? There will be salah, there will be hajj, there will be zakat, there will be everything. This hadith, I remember, let me share that with you. Very beneficial hadith. And who is the narrator? Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. This hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He stated that the merciful Prophet, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that close on the day of judgment, when the dunya will end and qiyamah will come, and Allah's court will be there. And in the court of Allah, salah will be presented. Salah. Biggest amal we have, isn't it? Salah. It will be presented to Allah. That I am the biggest ibadah of this ummah. The salah will present itself in Jerusalem. Allah say, okay, I know who you are. You are salah. You are a good thing. And Allah will put it to the side. This is a hadith to listen to. I am a Muslim. Yes, I pray salah, I pray salah, I pray salah a lot. I'm a real Muslim. It's a good thing. Yes, we have nothing more than this. This is what we have today, isn't it? Yes, I pray salah regularly, I'm permanent musalli, salah, salah, salah. So salah will come first to introduce it. Allah says it's good. Fast will come, sawm. And how much we prepare for fasting after keeping the fast. Don't ask everyone, I'm a Jannati, I'm in paradise, I'm in heaven. Jibreel alayhi salam, he's waiting to meet me and he will give wahi to me. I'm pious in itikaf. Everyone's pious and glorious. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the truth is coming out now. Don't take negatively what I'm saying. Don't ask. Yes, whoever's in itikaf, he's so pious. And after, when he leaves itikaf, they put nice flower necklaces on him. MashaAllah, he's in itikaf, done ziyarah. You did ziyarah in itikaf, MashaAllah. I did this, I feel that. And he's enjoying, wow, MashaAllah, I've done umrah, I've come back from umrah, I'm pious. Alhamdulillah. Allah is saying himself, these are good things. They're not bad things. Yes, Allah has given you the tawfiq to do the good. Okay. Then fast will say, I am fast, Allah, and I'm this, and he fasted, etc. Allah say, good, you are good. So look how great an action is fasting. The person who fasts, he's got a great status. The person who fasts, siyam, qiyam, he's high level, isn't it? High level. Yes, I keep the fast on Monday, I keep them on Saturday, I keep them. Very good thing. Allah say, good. So sadqa will come. Sadaqah will say, Allah, I am sadaqah, charity. How great an action is charity. Allah will say, yes, you are a good thing. Go to the side. So in the hadith it states, one deed after the other, one amal after the other, the Quran will come, talawat, recitation, jummah, all the deeds that we do and practice. He's imam, imama, I have the beard, my turban, everything will have sunnah libas. Allah will say, good thing, good thing, good thing. Okay. At the end, subhanallah, say subhanallah. At the end, what will come? Deenul Islam will come. And it will come and introduce itself. Islam. Subhanallah. These are the words of hadith. Yes, and when the explanation comes, it will be very lengthy. So I won't go into the detailed explanation. There's a lot of points that come out of this hadith. Lots of points. With your barakah, I have to put the brakes on. Otherwise, lots of time will be taken up. This hadith, very nice hadith to come to my mind. So the deen comes at the end of the queue. So now all this understanding of Mahdi al-Islam is coming to mind. What a great hadith to explain it. So Islam will come and it will say, Allah, it will say first when it comes, Ya Allah, you are Salam, Subhanallah. And from your name, Islam has come, Allah. Allah, you are Salam and I am Islam, Subhanallah. Salamti beyond Salamti. Allah, you are Salam, and I am Islam. And here the answer of Allah comes. It changes. Allah will reply, good. It's good. Same words, it's good. But one thing, that today on the day of judgment, whatever happens, everything, Jannah and Jahannam, will be based on you, O Islam. Whoever belongs to you will go to paradise, and whoever is detached from you will go to Jahannam. And very long tashree and tafsir of this hadith, many doors open and will be bared at any second, but I'll hide this meaning and I'll continue. So what we realize now is that it's a good thing I pray salah, I keep fast and we're doing all the actions and amal, but deen, we have hidden it away, about which Islam has said to Allah, Allah says you are good, but the decision will be based on you, O Islam, not the things that you presented the amal before. The decision will be on you, Islam. So what are you, O Islam, that the decision is based on you? So what we realize is that salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, all of these things are not Islam on their own. Islam is not based on these things. These are parts of Islam. Say Subhanallah. And this is the biggest fitna in this era today that shaitan has injected into us. Remember this. This is the biggest fitna that shaitan has injected. And Islam has been hidden. These things are the practical aspects. But on every action that we have been led to believe that we are just doing these actions, this Islam, but the amal that I'll present to you, and the real Islam has been hidden, that Allah Ta'ala likes most of all. That Islam, that is the real Islam, all these amal will be weighed and accepted based on the real Islam. Salah will be accepted as salah at that time. Fast will be accepted at that time when it's based on the reality of Islam that Allah Ta'ala accepts. So great actions, Allah Ta'ala says, you are good things. Can there be a greater action than salah, fasting? These are the actions that Allah Ta'ala likes. But we have destroyed the reality. Nafs and shaitan has destroyed all of these things. So in the shroud of these actions, we've destroyed the name of Islam. In the shroud of these actions, we have spoiled the name of Islam. People have run away from the deen by looking at these things that Allah Ta'ala says, these is that like, they consider those as bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? The good deeds they have started to consider as bad, because the real essence of Islam, we have eliminated that. So we have done dhulam with Islam. We have oppressed Islam. We have done injustice with Islam. Salah has been dishonored. You pray salah. I've seen many people pray salah. Don't you get pushback? Oh, I've seen many people keep the beard. Oh, stop telling me you to say you follow the sunnah. I've seen many people do dhikr or sufi sahab. I've seen many of them. What is this thing? Tell me. That such great amal deeds that we practice and we represent ourselves with today, those actions and deeds, why is there a difference between the people? Why they run away from these? Rather, they joke against these actions. Yes? People themselves, they don't keep the beard. Why? Oh, if we keep the beard, people say, oh, what's this beard you keep? I've seen other people with the beard. They're thieves, they steal, they're dishonest. Tell me. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he will come, then what Islam will he bring? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam introduced him. He didn't die. He hid this knowledge. No. That I swear by Allah in whose hands is my life. The hadith continues. Look at this. Has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith? No. Yes, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith. Yes. That has Anas radiallahu anhu, I can't remember, or is it Abu Huraira? It's a hadith in Mishkat. that I swear by Allah, I swear by the Creator in whose hands is my life, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La yu'minu, he cannot be a Muslim. And who is saying this? You can argue. You can put fatwa titles. There's Maulvi, if he says Mulanas give fatwas, Muftis give fatwa immediately. A friend, if this person, the poor fatwa on this hadith then, if it's not accepted. Allah's Nabi swore and said, La yu'minu, he cannot be a Muslim, that individual. Which individual? Who doesn't pray salah, who doesn't keep fast, who doesn't do hajj? No, listen, that Mahdi alayhi salam, the deen Islam is being defined to you. What Islam he will he bring? La yu'minu. Ahadukum hatta, he cannot be a Muslim, not a man or a woman. Unless, for his brother, Muslim brother, he does not desire what he desires for himself. Subhanallah. This is a small subhanallah. Say loudly, subhanallah. Do you understand deen? Yes, why do you say small subhanallah in response? You don't have the niyyah to do amal. That's why. Otherwise you jump up when you hear this, say subhanallah. This is how we'll succeed. That's it. Yes, all your salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, all of these are based on this action. Wallahi. Yes, the Quran is telling us all of this, that all actions are based on this one factor. What a great hadith, tell me now. As Allah's Nabi said, no. He cannot be a Muslim. He is not a Muslim. Who doesn't desire for his brother what he prefers and likes for himself. Do you like people swearing to you? Would you like if, for example, somebody pickpockets you? Would you like if somebody lies to you? Would you like if your father is sworn at by somebody? Would you like, for example, if somebody does dhulam against you, injustice against you? Would you like if somebody breaks into your house and takes your money? Would you like if somebody defrauds you? Would you like if somebody steals money from you? If you don't like these things being done against you, then would you like somebody swears at you? Would you like if somebody oppresses you? Would you like if somebody hates you? If somebody has malice against you in his heart, if somebody backbites against you? Would you like somebody does black magic against you? Does any individual like these things? Then he cannot be a Muslim if he doesn't want that for other people. All this malice and kina and zulam and salan, forget about outside. That's about apparent, visible. But within ourselves, in our own homes, these things run. Within our families, these things run. Within our relatives, who are our close relatives, these sins are evident. It initiates from within our own homes. The morning, from our homes, we argue. The father, not with his son, not with the son, with the mother. And the mother, she's like a wall in front of him, like a mad woman for the son. He doesn't accept her. And he's coming, praying salah, coming home, reading Quran. He's got a beard, worn imama. Look at the character. He's doing hajj, he's doing umrah. And do you understand these points, what I'm saying? My words, do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? That what is our deen? Do you understand? Do you realize what a big drama we are playing? That what a big deception? Every day that, for example, we are throwing the coffins into the graves when people die, has anybody had the sadness that what Islam is he leaving this world with? Have you looked in his home that how many doubts and suspicions and the complaints from his relatives, how much money he will take of people with him? He will have looted the money from the masjid. Tell me. Another hadith I remember now. Subhanallah. Has Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu has narrated this hadith in Mishkat. Al-Muslimun, yes, I'll tell you, Al-Muslimun, Man Salamul Muslimun, the Muslim is he, remember this, from who? The other Muslim is safe and protected from that person, from what? مَنْ يَدْهِ وَلِسَانِهِ, two dangerous weapons Allah Ta'ala has given to the human being, shaitan and nafs, the ego, utilize these. And these two things, they utilize so much that through these two things, they will drag us toward Jahannam from morning until evening. The two things. Every ibadah we do, every worship action we do, We have these two opposites. That's why I stated, Allah says, okay, fine, don't show me these actions. Show me the real Islam. That did you protect deen? Did you protect your salah? Did you protect your hajj? Did you protect your fast? These are good actions. How much did you protect these actions? You destroyed these actions before you came, Allah will say. With what? With your tongue and your hands. That as long as the mu'min's definition is that he's such a person that he's salamat beyond peace. I'm salam, Islam will say to Allah. Allah, I'm Islam. You are salam, Allah, I'm Islam. I've come from your name. So can it be trusted upon a Muslim that he will do oppression against others? Can you imagine a Muslim will oppress others? Can you imagine that a Muslim will do injustice to other people? Can you imagine that a Muslim will mock other people? Criticize other people? Break other people's hearts? That look, what are the ways of breaking the hearts of people? For example, with a few words you can break somebody's heart. That say, forget the words. If you walk in front of the person, you'll realize that is he walking in such a style to break my heart? Is he trying to pester me? Look at me in a sad way, in a bad way, just by looking, just by staring at someone, just by speaking. He's speaking in such a way that goes and pierces the heart of the person. That human being, nafsiyati, individually, internally, mentally, that he's torturing the other person. Mentally, verbally, through his manners and style. He hasn't slapped you, but mentally you're torturing the other person, making him mad. This is our mashra society today. Yes, so ask, and we'll say that we're fine. So I took the promise from you in the beginning, that what are we to do? From today, we need to become the party of Mahdi alayhi salam. Yes, this deen, Islam, it came with this deen. Mahdi alayhi salam will come with this deen when he comes. This is the Islam that will run and prosper. That no son in front of his mother will he oppress his mother. No sister will oppress her brother. No husband will oppress his wife. No wife will oppress her husband. Children, vice versa. Such a martial society will come that the two hadith that I've shared with you and explained to you. That Muslim will be he only, subhanallah, Muslim will be he only, who, that he likes for others, what he likes for himself, he will like for his Muslim brethren as well. That if somebody doesn't swear at me, no problem, I will not swear at that person. And the start of the deen was this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this deen in the beginning. It changed, transformed, transformed. Look what Bolton deen has come today. What deen has come to Bolton today? I'm just explaining that to you. The deen changed and transformed and transformed and changed into what form today? Think about it yourself. So this is the biggest sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our ma'ashara, society, our personal actions, our akhlaq, our character, adab, manners, the whole life, A to Z. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah announced that do exactly 100% till Qiyamah if you want to remain as Muslims, just like my Nabi prescribed to you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he prescribe to us? His individual practical practice, he took the swears and stones were thrown at him, blood flowed from his body, and people mocked him and pestered him, his tooth fell out, and he was injured, and the oppression that he suffered. What didn't happen to him? But in his whole life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never for his own sake, personal sake, did he seek revenge or take revenge on anyone. Revenge is a far cry. Revenge, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those people, he never even said anything negative against those people. Forget that, to even say bad against them is a far cry. Rather, for those individuals, Rasulullah sallam did dua. He prayed for them. Subhanallah. He demonstrated this to us practically. One event, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful event I'd like to share with you on the subject of akhlaq. On one occasion, three individuals became the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three individuals. Rasulullah kept them as guests. And so the situation was that because he was busy, occupied, So Rasulullah said that obviously to host the guests, they have arrived. The case is such that sometimes I come early, sometimes I come late. So what you should do is that this goat of mine here, that you can take milk out of it and drink it yourself. And after drinking the milk, just keep one share for me, so that when I come, if I come late, I can also drink that milk. So they were three individuals, and they, when this occurred, when the evening would come, from the goat they would draw the milk. Just some drops. There wasn't like bucket loads of milk. The Rasulullah's goat was probably thin and frail, and maybe milk came out with a struggle. Whatever milk came out, they just took 2-3 mouthfuls. That's it, enough. Two sips. And then for Rasulullah, they would keep some milk to the side. So it stated, they were companions, they stated that once it occurred, that we took the milk out and kept some to the side, and shaitan did waswasa on us. He whispered to us, influenced us. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah, all the sahaba, he keeps on giving to them, and he has no need to eat much. So today, I'll drink this share as well. Rasulullah's share as well, I'll drink it. Waswasa shaitan came. He said, I got up, and the other two colleagues had slept, and I went. He said, this individual sahabi, he said, that share that was kept for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I also consumed that. He said, I drank it for sure. After that, what happened to me? I said, what have I done now? What have I done? A mistake. Allahu Akbar. He said, my hal condition went for the worst. That the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will come from, I don't want that his blessed words say something wrong, he'll come hungry, say somebody has drank my milk. So, I don't want him to say such a thing from his blessed mouth, I'll be destroyed. He said, I was in such a bad way, such a bad way. I'm looking around, when will he come? What shall I do? What will happen to me? What will happen to me? And it's better if I passed away before that time comes. I saw that Rasulullah, respected honorable Rasulullah, came, and he stopped, and I just stopped breathing, and I lay down. He said, because I'm finished. And the gracious Prophet prayed Nafil Salah, and after that he went to get his share to drink it. When he went there, and it was empty, the vessel, the bowl, and subhanallah, and he thought that such words would come out, be destroyed. And what was the dua that came out? Rasulullah raised his hand, said, Ya Allah, that whenever you give to me, give to him as well. And when you give to him eat, give to me to eat, then give to him to eat as well. Dua came out for that person, subhanallah. When he had the dua, he said, me, my life came again and refreshed. Immediately, I came out of my bed quietly. I took the knife and I said, let me go and see if there's any goat or something. Let me make it halal. And after that, I'll make the meat and I'll present it in the service of Rasulullah. And all night long, he would not eat anything. He said, soon as I went out, that same goat through which we took the milk and drew the milk, I saw it was full. Its udders were full with the milk. Full, complete, they were hanging down due to the weight of the milk. He said, I saw, is that the same goat or is there some other goat that's come? He understood that this is the mu'jiza, the miracle of Rasulullah. He said, when I went in, the biggest bowl of Rasulullah's in their house, he said, the biggest bowl and vessel, he said, I took that out and then I drew the milk from the goat. Subhanallah. It filled it to the rim. He said, after that went close to, and I said, I did a salam quietly. And he said, the Rasulullah gave the reply, why have you come? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I brought the milk for you. Please drink this milk. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah smiled. He said, oh, you brought some milk. Okay, he said, I was amazed that the goat, I saw it, and the milk, it wasn't there anything before, and so much milk came out of the udders. Rasulullah smiled and said, okay, that's fine. And do such, don't give to me first, the two friends who are sleeping first, keep some share for them. Subhanallah. This is what Rasulullah left for the ummah. What you like for yourself, you should desire for other people the same things. So he said that I was so happy, rejoicing, just passion overcame me. Passion. Rasulullah said, why are you so happy? What's the issue? Why are you so happy and rejoicing? And then he explained the whole story that took place. Boy, he said, I was this and this happened with me. I did this action. So this is Islam. So this Islam, do we see brothers around us? That, as first I said that this Islam we don't have. That's why Mahdi al-Islam will come, because Islam will have ended. Masjids is not Islam. All of these things around us are not Islam. Islam is this that I'm sharing with you. This, show me some place, locality, then I'll accept what you're saying. That, show me this everywhere. Show here, all these Sufis sitting. Yes, yes, and they're tricksters and forces who come to do tazkiyah. I will speak honestly with you because you are my student. So don't take what I'm saying negatively. We have come for tazkiyah, eh? Reformation. What tazkiyah will happen automatically? Because our niyas are not great. Somebody's come to become this, to become Sufi, and Wali Allah, friend of Allah. I've come for this purpose and that purpose. Allahu Akbar. Let's go to tazkiyah. Is such a subject in deen. Where does tazkiyah start? Purification, the meaning of purification is to purify, and is such a thing that the assistance we've taken to purify ourselves is Allah, Allah's name. Through Allah's name the whole world is purified, the whole universe is stood. Qiyamah cannot come until this name is present in somebody's heart, but in the pure heart it has to be. It has to be in a pure heart as long as this name is there. Allah says, how can I bring Qiyamah? My name has stopped and prevented Qiyamah. This name, we say we are attached to it. Have we done Tazkiyah? Do we recite this name? Something's lacking inside us for sure. In our khankas, the system has ended. The Tazkiyah mahal and environment has ended. Today we, if we step forward and we want Tazkiyah, really the genuine Tazkiyah, rectification, then I'll only love for those people, everyone else, what I love for myself. Al-Muslim, I want to become that Muslim that from my hand and my tongue I do not give pain and difficulty to anybody else. Not internally, I don't stare at him, I don't mock him, I'm not rude with him. I should think always internally that due to me, I should not give any pain to anybody's heart. I make this knee and sit down. You sit in maraqbah, you sit to do tazkiyah, to purify yourself. Allah, I'm about to come to you. I'll come back to you soon. Allah, I need to have this intention. So many times Allah has mentioned in the Quran, maybe nowhere else has Allah explained this more. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَوْنَ, you're about to return to me. You're about to return to me. Allah says, I know you, I watch you, I see you. يُبْصِرُونَ تَبْصُرُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ, I know, I see, I hear, I know everything. What does it mean? Allah says, I am taking your accounts of your deeds. يَعْلَمُونَ, I know those things that is hidden within your breaths. I know. How can you try to hide from me? Allah says, correct yourself. Correct yourselves. Allah says, because you have to present everything to me. Allah says, A to Z, basir, ya'lamuna basir. I see, I watch, I'm aware. I can see those things that you cannot see. Allahu Akbar, a great announcement. The whole Quran, this is the subject. So now another great subject of tazkiyah. I come towards tazkiyah now. Listen. Because Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he'll come with Islam, today, if we say we want to be included in his party, there's still time. Alhamdulillah. There's still time. Some people are giving good tidings that he's going to come in the 15th century. So that time's close. So I'm taking a promise from you that prepare yourself from today that you can go into his party. So we have to practice this Islam from today. Allahu Akbar. This is the Islam we have to practice. That don't give pain to anybody. Don't break anybody's heart. Don't do oppression against anyone. And on top of that, what? With yourself, your personal self, benefit other people. Benefit the enemy. Benefit those against you. Those who are drowning, bring them out. And see how your house will become Jannah, paradise. With your tongue, no negative words should come out against anyone. Inside there should be no hatred. No malice. Malice is such a thing that after doing all ibadahs, when a person goes to sleep in the night, and in his heart there's malice and hatred, then he is sleeping with destruction. There's nothing to his name. That when he sleeps, his heart should be free from malice, hatred, and dislike of others. Do we do this action? No, I prayed salah, I prayed tahajjud, I do so much dhikr, and this and that. No greed of the dunya should you go into your bed in the night when you sleep. No hatred, oppression. If you keep the desire of the dunya, I've told you about everything's dunya, fame, title, acclaim, respect, honor, nothing. Everything put to one side, take it out of your heart, have one thing, for which Allah Ta'ala sent us to the earth, and for which we have to be ready and prepare, is the razai haq, to please Allah, the truth. Our Rabb, our Lord, to please Him. My whole body, Allah, is available. The breaths I'm taking, the health You've given to me, Allah. The body You've given to me, Allah. The deen You've given to me, Allah. The ni'mas, the blessings, I will eat, I will drink, I'll eat chicken, roast and kebabs and biryani. All these foods, Allah, You've given to me for this purpose. What shall I do? My Rabb, I should please Him in every second of my life. Every day and night of mine, Allah, I please You. From the morning, Allah, from dawn, I don't want to displease my Rabb. I want to please Him. Every action I do in the day is to please Allah. Ni'mas, Allah, You will give to me. I will keep on eating, enjoying the dunya. Enjoy, run around cars, houses, eating food, fruits. Eat and be grateful to Allah. But But don't present such a deen to Allah through which Allah is unhappy with you. Don't do actions through which Allah is unhappy with you. Rather, say what and do what? When I do an amal, Allah, keep on practicing. Allah is happy. Allah is happy. Then in the ni'mas Allah has given to you, the nur will shine through. Quran, the nur will come. Your amal and the nur will come. Then these ibadat that you are doing, about which I mentioned in the beginning, they are good. They won't remain good. Rather, they will heighten, elevate, that with the open eyes you will do ziyarah of your Rabb, your Lord. This is the true Islam. We need to grab hold of it. What is the deen? Tell me. What is that Jummah? What is that Salah? What is that Tahajjud? What is the Tabligh that we're doing? What are the speeches and conferences and durus in which today we've got kina, malice, hatred against other people, hasad, envy against other people, takabbur, pride, we sat there. From all four sides you can see from your actions and your face, the people you don't like, you don't look at them. You have a different style of giving salam to them. The people who are benefiting the world, you bow and run after them. And you speak to them in a nice way, smiling. And those you don't like, you speak to them in a different way. You dislike them. In one majlis, there was four of you, your son in a gathering, your wife, children, everyone will have a different style. Those you're happy with, you smile and laugh at them and nicely present yourself. The whole ma'ashra, this destruction has spread. Even in the masjid, in one masjid with me once, anyway. The people, someone's disliking me in a masjid. Disliking me, and he stood next to me. And how? That by chance, 1 week I had to stay with him, stand with him in salah. Yes, here in the masjid, what's the Masjid al-Rahman? That's where all these games used to take place. The extreme of hatred, and I used to pray salah, and he used to come and pray next to me and dislike me. He used to elbow me, and he'd into my stomach, just like this, elbowing. May Allah give khair to him, goodness to him. I said, yaar. And then the next day, I had to stand next to him and pray. Tell me, what is this to the Muslim today? Yes, and then when you hear the words, great statements, it looks like this person so pious, and maybe Nabuwa is going to come to this person, he thinks so pious. Such a big deception in our lives. The whole Islam and deen is based on akhlaq, character and manners. That's it. And what is our hal condition? Shaitan, the game is played with us. Is that the deen that we learn, that deen, the places where, for example, there's no goodness. That's where we've taken Islam. The deen of Mahdi al-Islam, need to learn that. Where will we get that from? From the khankas we will get that. From the khankas. From the halullah. The people of Allah. There's no dars that will teach this to you. No darul ulum will teach you this. There's only one place you will learn the deen of Islam. Tazkiyah from the khanka. Spiritual hospital. Look at the history of our pious predecessors. We read about them. Wali Allahs, Buzurgs. Look at their whole lives. They were spent in the khanqas. Not one personality will you see who did not go to the court of the friend of Allah, Wali Allah, and he did not change his life, improve his life. Yes, dhikr has ended, they have gone, tazkiyah has gone. That tazkiyah we need to attain, we dislike it, we hate it, we mock against it. People don't understand it. There are barriers today, restrictions, fake practices. But if we today want to practice the real Islam about which the Rasulullah said, I swear by Allah, that we can develop within us that deen that we like for ourselves, we like for others what we love for ourselves, we want to bring that Islam, then the first thing is to do is to clean the heart, purify the heart, to have taqwa. This is where taqwa is, in the heart, not in the ears, not in the mouth, not in the lips, not in the body. In the heart, taqwa comes first. In the heart. It comes in the heart. And how do you make the heart? Through the dhikr of Allah, through the remembrance of Allah. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And dhikr, where do you do most dhikr? In the khankas is where dhikr takes place. Where else does it take place? As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha asked, O Prophet of Allah, how do we know that this person is a friend of Allah, close to Allah, pious person? They say, Allah's Nabi, what example did he give? He said, the pious person, the sign of that person is that when you see him, then you remember Allah. You remember Allah. Allah. Allah's remembrance, dhikr. Oh, this person is good. He's a dhakir. So when this is your hal, that when you see a person and seeing that person, you remember what Allah's dhikr, then immediately grab his feet. He's the wali Allah. And that is the person who Rasulullah mentioned that time. And with our eyes, we're seeing that person today. But we even look at him in a different way. Is he got karamat, miracle? Is there kashf? Is there ilm? Has he graduated with hadith? How much Quran does he know? What's his speech like? Technical points, grammar. Have thousands of preconditions first. But not that sign that Allah's Nabi has defined and told to us.
That soon as you sit in his gathering, your heart is alive. MashaAllah. Not one latif, all seven latifas, all seven stages become alive with the remembrance of Allah. Allah's kamal on the human being, such a great human being Allah Ta'ala has created. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, that the Kaaba we have won, the house of Allah. What is in the Kaaba? And that these bricks and stones is a house, nothing else. The masjid also is made out of clay and stones and bricks and soil. Even the Kaaba is made of bricks and stones and soil. What's the speciality, uniqueness? Is Allah Ta'ala's tajalli, Allah's magnificence. It descends onto the Kaaba, and that's why the whole world loves the Kaaba. The birds come, they fly around. The angels come, they rotate, do tawaf. The whole world loves the Kaaba. No, they don't love the walls of the Kaaba, rather they are in love with what? Allah Ta'ala's dhat, his tajalliyat, his magnificence. Yes, my Hazrat would sit from morning until night. Rather, even in the night, he would only depart for 1 hour, my Hazrat. I would sit with my Shaykh. From morning all night long, Hazrat Sahib would sit. And he would keep on looking at the Kaaba. No other ibadah. He was daif. Yes, not praying nafal, reciting Quran. No other action. Wallah, maraqaba, look at the Kaaba. Sit in front of Rukni Yamani. All my life I spent there. You know Rukni Yamani, the Yamani corner, even today that's in front of me, that scene. Subhanallah. Yes, Rukni Yamani, Yamani, Hazrat Sahib would sit in that line all life long, sat there and in his company, in his connection, in his company. Sobat. So I thought once, Hazrat Sahib, that he keeps on looking. Is he looking at the stones, at the rocks, at the walls or something else? Hazrat Sahib, those people, the Wali Sahib, I look at it, that the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's magnificence, Allah's glory. Could anyone sit this long? Tell me. The question doesn't arise. Who can sit that long? I never saw him eating. Why? How can he eat? How can he eat? He's not in that position. He doesn't have that desire. Allah's tajalliyat. Musa alayhi salam was told. Musa alayhi salam said to Allah, Allah show me your tajalli. Allah said, you can't even see my tajalli. Look at this tree. Subhanallah. Look at the tree. And Allah Ta'ala struck his tajalli on that tree. Magnificence. And that shine. That look at the hal. If it directly came to Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. And this is the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala's home, where Rasulullah alayhi salam has done prostrations. Such tajalli of Allah descends on the Kaaba. Now look at the human being. Look at the human being, subhanAllah. The insan in his wujud and his heart, there's not one Kaaba. There are seven levels of the Kaaba, you could say. Latifa qalb, ruh, sar, khafi, akhfa. All these levels and stages in the body, Allah Ta'ala's special tajalliyat descend. Allah's special focus, and this is tasawwuf. As Hazrat Mujaddad al-Laftani, rahmatullahi alayhi, when Hazrat went to a sheikh, what's the reason? What's the reason? That why doesn't that take effect in our life? Because the dunya comes into us, the darkness of the dunya, and we reflect on that, but we can't become good human beings. How will that good color, the true effect of deen come into us? Latifa qalb, ruh, sar, khafi. These stages, these levels, the Kaaba, the house of Allah, that there's a black cloth that has enshrouded the Kaaba and it's sealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my tajalliyat, there are different unique colors of my tajalliyat that descend. Subhanallah, we think that it's a black color on the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the best color of Allah ta'ala's tajalli is black. The ajeeb, unique thing I'm telling you. Yes, that's why the Kaaba is hidden within the black cloth. Yes, remember this point. So different colors and anwarat and lights and illumination reflect from Allah ta'ala's tajalliyat. And the black color is unique in this aspect. And inside the body of a person, if we look at the human being, that's why I stated, we see that subhanAllah has a Mujaddad al-Rathani. If you look at his maktubat, his writings, that what was his kamal, what was the greatness about him as a waliyullah, that subhanAllah, it wasn't just one Kaaba, he had seven Kaaba sealed, and they were opened up to the tajalliyat, to absorbing and receiving the tajalliyat of Allah. That I don't tell you that this sabak is has a link with Adam alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a Nuh alayhi salam. Every Nabi has a link, a connection with each sabak, with each lesson, but you lot don't come to dhikr, you don't want to understand, so what will you learn? Yes, I've given you small sabak, 10,000, 20,000, do tasbih. No, I try, like, is this how we try? Such a great gift, this is how you protect it? You should give yourself totally, be fana, immersed in Allah's name, in maraqbah, continuously. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, if you want to rise up with this group, then mashallah, you've arrived, do maraqabat. Do maraqabat, do dhikrullah. The phone will come from Mehdi Islam. Yes, even come here. And he will say, they haven't told anyone else, but you come to me. You come first. Come and include yourself in my jama'ah.
Yes, put your bedding together and arrive there. But only that person who has the real Islam, because he will come with Islam. Which Islam will he bring? Remember this. That Islam about which Allah's Nabi explained to us. Al-Muslim, man salama muslimin. The Muslim is he, with his hand and his tongue, other Muslims are protected and safeguarded. That when we become Muslims like that, then alhamdulillah, then understand Islam has come to us. And it won't just come right through words, open up Bukhari, say Bukhari, give a bayan, start praying and do this action and that action. Through these deeds, Islam doesn't come. No, go to Wali Allah, friend of Allah, sit with him. And what comes from his heart, it will purify the other heart. This is deen. Through sohbat, company of the Wali Allah. How do you receive Islam? The method is unique. Very different indeed. You want to learn this ilm? Then with a true honest heart, go, connect yourself to Wali Allah, friend of Allah, with a true heart. And what is a true heart? That you have to give sacrifices. Yes, indeed. That your house, you have to purify it. Purify your house so much, that's the first sacrifice. That in your house, not should be one morsel of haram. Not one morsel of haram, of lying should be going into the house. Do we do dhikr like this? Tell me. That our eyes should be so pure that no ghair thing, strange thing that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. Your eyes should not look at the wrong things. Your ears should not listen to the wrong thing. Your hands should not lift towards the wrong thing. Towards the haram musul, the question doesn't arise. This time today I'm doing work of the deen. Doesn't matter. I can sign on the dotted line. Doesn't make any difference. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You're doing the work of the deen and you're lying. False signs. False checks. You're drawing. When I speak, you don't have to listen to the truth. Yes, you're doing the work of the deen in the name of Islam. And look at the style of the dunya. They're doing the work of the deen. They're signing the dotted line. The money will come from here. I can claim this. I can claim that. Because I'm doing work of the deen. It's permissible, they say. Is this how the work of the deen is conducted? Two examples I give you the deen. Shall I give you the examples of the deen? Deoband. How did the madrasa of Deoband initiate? Tell me. Where did it come from? Who laid the foundation? How? What was the hal at that time? There, was there dunya there? Was there world there? Haram is haram. Unlawful is unlawful. If Sharia has prohibited something, then how can they go inside you? Thousands of times you could do dhikr. How can the nur come into you on your lataif? Pure, clean, transparent, your body should be. Yes, big, big hadith there are. That the dua of a person does not go beyond his neck if he's got haram morsels inside him. This is called the true niyyah, going to the Wali Allah with the honest intention. I've seen an individual in my life, I've seen that person. From Pakistan, he came, he said, Hazrat, I heard about you, that please make me Wali Allah. I said, sit down, old khanka, night time. I said, do you make the transaction with me? If you don't return as a Wali Allah, then complain to me. He said, I'll make that transaction. And his name is big. He said, I promise. I said, make the promise. He said, true promise. What does he do? Massive office, a big rank office of what? The biggest, you can say, the thief department, the customs department in Pakistan, where most stealing and looting takes place. You can't, question doesn't arise that there's anything halal there. He's a big officer, high ranked officer in the customs department, Pakistan. I said, do you steal? He said, yes. I said, do you loot? He said, yes. I said, do you consume? He said, yes. I said, how much haram? He said, I've got millions of haram in my possession. I said, where is it? He said, in the bank accounts. I said, what do you do on that money? He said, I take interest on that money. Interest accrues on my money. I said, is it? He said, then? I said, then? You got interest? You got haram earnings? Your work is haram? Your employment is haram? You want to be Wali Allah? Tell me, do you want this or this? He said, I want deen. Allahu Akbar. Say, Subhanallah. Loud in my life, I'm telling you this. Experience when you put the hand in the hand. No, I can't leave the chapatis. I've got this house. If I tell Hazrat, I've got this house, my checks will go. If I say this wrong, then how will I live my life? How will my children grow up? How will they eat from? Where will I go to? Where will I get money from? 3 years this fakir worked in a factory. I did in front of the stoves with my hands, in front of the hot stoves in the night shifts to earn. There were many ways, big posted ranks. People gave me titles through the job. But I promised my Hazrat, I will not eat haram. I will not earn haram. Never did I sign in my life on the dotted line. Maybe if I die hungry, I never signed. I never consumed haram. I'm giving you encouragement, brothers. Don't take what I'm saying negatively. Tomorrow, Allah will say, this is what I'll ask you. Ya'lamun ta'lamun. That's why I know when I hear, this is the hisab I'll take from you. That you couldn't even dare a little bit, that you could, you left Allah's name, you left the barakat of Allah, you left the nur of Allah's deen, and you like a dog, you run after the food. Would I not give you food, Allah said? Would I not give you food and bread to eat? Allah asks. That I give to the people who don't believe in me, and if you became mine, will I not give you food? That just for a little while you were in a test and you could not pass that test, the challenge, you couldn't even take the challenge up for a few days. That Allah says, the animals are better than you. Yes, that just for putting you in a few days of test, I gave you challenges and tests. Allah says, I give you more. That would open the doors of mercies for you if you pass that test. Just for a few days you couldn't practice the challenge of the test, and you kept on eating haram. And you took the name of deen, you're doing work of the deen, and you think you're doing the practice of the deen, you're doing work of the deen, it's okay, I can take this haram aloof from it. Okay, fine, eat it then, take it. So is this the deen from here, that we, for example, in Pakistan, you don't get the check, there's no social security, show me the work of the deen, go there and do the work of the deen if you want to take money. It's only here we take the money. So brothers, he said, okay, fine, I leave all this wrong. Millions, he stopped. He froze. People came from there to meet. He resigned from his job. On the road he was then after that. Finished, money gone. Even today his khanka is running, alhamdulillah. That same individual, when he had the operation of the heart, doctors came out, they said, who is this individual? He said, when a heart operation, his heart is saying something in the bypass operation. Same individual. This is the result, brothers. To go to Allah, you have to give up things. This is called a real niyyah intention. We're praying salah, fatwas, etc. I've told you his hal now. What happened to him? His hal, I've explained to you that this is the hal. That in the Mishkat, this hadith, I explained to you openly. This is the real thing, is Islam. And what is Islam? Subhanallah. That salamati, peace and contentment on everything. And salamat, that subhanallah, Allah says that you should attain contentment and love and peace and prosperity. That you should get sakina from Islam. That's when you become a man. Not drama, Sufi, fake and cultures and traditions. He's Naqshbandi and this bandi and that bandi. No bandi, nothing. True tawbah, repent and be prepared. The hadith of Rasulullah, that whoever becomes mine, be prepared for poverty. Poverty and hunger runs to that person. Yes. Then don't count 2 plus 2 after that. The days will go. Be ready for struggles. No, I'll pass away, but I won't consume haram. Fitna finished. That's it. Haram is haram. End of story. That's it. Accept it. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is Islam we should bring in our lives. Then Islam will come. My friends, may Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the tawfiq ability to do practice on this. The mujahida that we're doing, the real mujahida should come into our lives. In our hearts, we should have the strength through the mujahida we're doing, subhanAllah. We should have the quwwat, the power, the intensity, that the dunya should disappear from our hearts, and Allah's raza should overcome us and overtake us. Until that time, it will not occur, until I don't present myself in the company, sobat of the friend of Allah, and this way, the way I've explained to you. Whatever he says, stop, you stop it. If he says, leave it, leave it. In this is wrong, this is against Sharia, leave it, leave it. Everything, even if it evaporates into there, oh, what about this? Oh, Hazrat Sahab, I'm finished, I've lost everything, I have to follow what you're saying. And then you make enemies against me, you make people go against me. No, this is not success. No, don't put the blame on me. This is the hukum of Sharia, that's why I'm doing this. Don't give my reference to people. Why don't you do this? What do you know? It's my sheikh said this. This is nothing to the sheikh. Sheikh is the guide, it's haram. That's what I'm leaving. Today, until today, my eyes were closed. But he put such an injection on my heart, my eyes open, and I can see haram is haram in reality. I can see it with my eyes, what I'm consuming, eating. It's the pig and the swine that I am consuming. The swine, the flesh of swine, this money is going to my body. Barakah cannot come. I'm lying. I'm committing fraud and taking this. I'm frauding the dunya. Those people who pray salah behind me, I'm destroying their salah as well. Allahu Akbar. This is the reality. Very simple is deen. Why is deen hard for us? Because we haven't done tazkiyah. I swear by Allah, the enjoyment you get in eating halal, you cannot imagine the enjoyment of eating halal. I'm telling you, enjoyful, this is a deen of enjoyment. The enjoyment that comes through poverty, hunger, difficulties, for the sake of Allah, subhanAllah, so much enjoyment and taste, you cannot imagine the taste. Otherwise, never Bilal would have laid down on the coal fire. Never would a Bilal lay down on the hot burning sand, because so much taste and enjoyment came to him in the path of Allah that he would persevere through all of the difficulties, subhanAllah. So it's no problems, my friends. We have the means and the resources Allah's made. So do you understand that? Don't wait for Mahdi Alayhi Salaam to come. Whenever you see, when's Mahdi Alayhi Salaam coming? When will he come? That these Bayman and Munafiqs, bring them first. Those people of Bolton, those thieves who claimed they were Muslims and who destroyed my deen, Allah's deen, they destroyed and dishonored. They used to run away from Salah. They used to run away from the people of the beard. These are those people, their akhlaqs were spoilt. They were wasteful people. That's why people have run away from him. That's why people run away from practicing people. So, the other way is Allah has explained that today is due to you, the decision. In general, those people will go whose akhlaq are good. They persevere through the difficulties with their akhlaq. And Jahannam will be full with those people who had bad akhlaq. Bad manners. This is the hadith, isn't it? So I didn't go beyond that with the details. So let's do dua to Allah, let's pray to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, you are so merciful that you may allow us to pray Salah. Allah, you are so merciful, you allow us to recite Quran. Allah, you are so gracious that you make us do the work of the deen. You have changed our faces. You have allowed us to wear the sunnah libas. You have taught us the sunnah knowledge. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we are so hypocritical, we are munafiqs. Why don't we change ourselves? Allah, I promise to you, I'll do zikr kathir, and I'll have a true connection with my shaykh with the right niyyah and the right intention. Whatever he says and guides, I will continue to accept, But I will not give his reference that he said this and he told me this. It's Allah's hukam, and I'll persevere, and I'll be patient. I've understood. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the ability to practice on these words, and may Allah Ta'ala allow us to elevate our akhlaq and purify it, and for us to become good Muslims. Don't dislike people, love people. And in your hearts, whenever you go and sit with people, you look at people, look at the hatred, look at disliking people. Don't do that. Rather, from those people, we look at things that he's benefited me, but he said bad to me, he disliked me, he swore at me, he dishonored me, disobeyed me. But treat people the way Rasulullah used to treat people. He never took revenge due to his personal own sake. He said, okay, he did all this wrong, but I forgive this person, subhanAllah. So whose rank elevates? His or yours? Your rank will elevate. Your status will elevate. Because I, Allah, forgive him with my heart. Allah, give him elevation. Give him more light. Give him progression and promotion. I've forgiven that person. Allah, but I just want you and nothing else. And on this transaction, Allah, if I forgive and I get you, that this is a very cheap bargain. Allah, this is a cheap transaction. That I go to his house and ask for forgiveness from that person. Look, Allah is happy. So Allah says, go, you ask him for forgiveness, I'll be happy with you. Then will you not ask for that person for forgiveness? Tell me, is forgiveness a big thing to ask? So even if you lie down and your heart say, Allah, I take the dislike of this person out of my heart. He took my money, my wealth, he swore to me, I'm big, he's lower than me, but he dishonored me. Allah, forgive him because I attained your nearness. For your sake, Allah, forgive him. And Allah, do dua for that person. Allah, tell you, make him pious as well, make him good as well, and remove his difficulties as well. And see in the night what sukoon sleep you will get in the night. Peaceful sleep. Peaceful sleep. Never remember people's dislike and hatred and go to sleep. Don't sleep with anger. When you sleep with anger, you get migraine. You get heart attacks. You get depression through the sleep. All of these things happen due to the anger and hatred. You'll toss and turn. When you forgive everyone and sleep with the pleasure of Allah, then you will toss and turn. Get up. I'm not waking up. It's time to get up. And the people will be pushing you. Why are you not getting up? You'll have a deep, nice sleep. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Ruh Sharif. And let's do some dhikr.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. شفيع المسلمين تاب ياسين الحبيب الامين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الامي وازواجه امهات المؤمنين وذرياته واهل بيته كما صليت على آل ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واغشنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.